The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 446.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder and CEO of the Marketing Zen Group, and I'm just excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Shama Hyder. Shama, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more by yourself to our listeners.
Hey, Sheena. Pleasure to be here. Absolutely. So I think as most women, I wear a lot of hats too. I'm a serial entrepreneur, founder and CEO of the Marketing Zen Group, or a social media marketing digital PR house. We work with clients all over the world. I'm also an author of The Zen of Social Media Marketing and Momentum, a keynote speaker, and the media go-to girl, I guess, on technology and in new media.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Shama, what's your cultural background?
I was born in India and I moved to the US when I was 9. So really, I'm an immigrant kid.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I have a few. I'll paraphrase one of my favorites that comes from Edward Teller. And it says, "Faith is knowing two things will happen. Either you will be given something to stand on or you will be taught how to fly." And that's always just resonated with me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think self-confidence is different than arrogance. And I think it's important to make that distinction to understand. To me, self-confidence comes from having worked hard and proven something to yourself, right? Versus arrogance, I think, is where someone thinks very highly of themselves, but doesn't necessarily have the actual work to back it up. And not to say that there aren't people who are arrogant who've achieved a lot. I think it's more even the attitude, where with self-confidence, it's more knowing you've pushed your own self beyond, you know, how you've grown as a person, not comparing yourself to other people, but also taking, I think, a view of being a student and always being just curious about the world. I think that's sort of where self-confidence comes from.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, being curious. I always think curiosity is what drives us to take action, regardless of the consequences or the results. You know, sometimes fear gets in our way and we're too afraid to take action because we're afraid of what others might think of us. But when we're curious about something, we just want to know what the answer is, right? Regardless of how we get it. So I really love the definition that you mentioned. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
You know, I would say that self-confidence is like a muscle. I think you can start to build it from a young age. I think having really great parents certainly helped with that. And I think for people listening who have kids, I think self-confidence is something you can instill from a young age. So I don't think I've ever felt like I got to a point and all of a sudden I was self-confident. I think it was more learning in having faith in my own abilities, and really faith in the fact that we're resilient. I think that's the biggest thing. I think a lack of self-confidence comes from, you know, there's the fear of what happens if something doesn't work out, or, you know, what happens if I fail? And I think it's scary when you feel like that might be the end, right? Whatever that means to someone. I think the key kind of distinction is to say, but then so what? You get up. And I think that sense of resilience is really necessary for self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And I totally agree, right? Especially, you know, we always fear things could go wrong and it's like the end of the world and we don't know what else to do. But, you know, life moves on. We just keep moving forward. If one thing doesn't work out, it's not a big deal. You know, so many people, successful people out there tried 10,000 times before something was able to work. So, you know, if it's possible for them, it's definitely possible for me and you and for the people who's listening. And, you know, is there a moment in your life when you realize you can go out there and, you know, create an impact, especially, you know, becoming an entrepreneur? Was there like an aha moment?
You know, I'm not sure if there was so much of a major aha moment as there's multiple little aha moments. To even being an entrepreneur, I think, you know, the thing that I tell people when they think about entrepreneurship is the biggest question you have to ask yourself is, how can you add value? Again, I think self-confidence isn't just a bloated sense of self-importance, but really is derived from giving something, of providing value in whatever way that that looks like. And so I think that's important. And I think for entrepreneurship, that's particularly key, is how are you going to give back? What does that look like? What does that mean?
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's always learning to ask the right questions. We start getting the right answers, right? For you, you know, you said, like you mentioned, how can I add value? You know, how can I start giving back instead of like, what could go wrong? What if this doesn't work? What if people laugh at me? And it makes a big difference when you start asking the right questions.
Even when you go in for job interview, you know, think about that. And I interview lots of folks. It's always so important that someone come in and say, what can I do for the company? Right? Not, of course, you're there for a job and you're looking to grow and all that. But again, I think it comes from that perspective of self-confidence, not just based on like, well, I'm important, but because I'm able to help better people's lives in some way, right? I'm able to give back to society. And I think that's really important. It's crucial.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And, you know, it's great that you're able to create something that you can give back. And, you know, because of these realizations, what's your life been like now?
To me, yeah, I really do feel like I'm always learning, you know, and I feel like no matter what happens, I have that faith in my own resilience, which allows me to take more risks in business and life and really enjoy life. You know, I don't let fear stop me for a lot of things because I think, well, so what if it doesn't work out, right? There's been plenty of times where things didn't work out, and yet they did in the long term. So to me, that's important. And I think that gives me a sense of freedom, which I think people who suffer from fear and anxiety often don't have that freedom. I imagine that's very debilitating.
Thanks for sharing that. And Shama, if our listeners are listening to your episode and they're in a similar journey of self-confidence, what would be that one tip you would give to them?
It's an evolution, and you can only compare yourself to you. I think that's so important. I think if you look outside and think, wow, that person's so confident, I want to be like that. You don't know their lessons. You don't know their life. You don't know their background, right? No matter what it seems like on the surface. I think the only person you can compare yourself is to you. Like, what if you were an immensely shy child and now you are able to talk to people? Someone else may not see that as particularly self-confident, but for you, that's awesome, right? And I think that it's just so important that you be your own metric.
I love that. You know, it's a great tip, especially, you know, as women, we're also great at comparing ourselves to others. So when we can learn to let go of that and just learn to focus on ourselves and just, you know, work on ourselves, love ourselves, you know, get better every day. And we will, right? Because we've invested that time. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to connect with any listener on my social platforms, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, also on our two websites, marketingzen.com, which is my company site, and my personal site, which has all my social links as well, which is shamahider.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Shama, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Shama's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank Shama for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Sheena. Pleasure to be here. Hope it was helpful to someone listening out there.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on, and I'm sure the listeners loved it. To the listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.